May this word from the Lord destroy any evil thoughts or tendencies the enemy may tempt you with. May you come to understand the depth of his love for you, just the way you are. When people become jealous, it is because they don't know who they are, or they are not living up to who they are. The result is the same: destruction of relationships, alienation, self-seeking, to be a person you were never meant to be. Your beauty is one of a kind. I have taught you this in other messages, but it bears repeating. All jealousy is from the devil, because it destroys souls with a fatal bitterness and deprives you of becoming who I made you to be. Once you give in to this demon of jealousy, once it gets a foothold into your thinking, he sinks his hooks into every part of your human interactions, until eventually you are stripped of all authentic friendships and relationships, because you're constantly trying to protect yourself and be someone else. Jealousy causes you to defeat yourself. The person whom you are jealous of becomes your mentor, your model, and the vision of who you truly are is cast away, rejected, never to blossom into the uniqueness meant only for you. The world becomes a sadder place when it loses you, the authentic you. I created you for just this time and season, but when you look at others and compare, allowing jealousy to take root, you become obsessed with being another person's identity. This effectively kills who I created you to be. All jealousy can be defeated in prayer, for when you see your beauty before me, you will have no desire for another's beauty. When you see how very precious and honorable you are to me, you long to develop your uniqueness. I could never love you more than I do now. If you decided to become someone else because you were jealous of them and thought you could get more love from me by being a cookie-cutter version of them, in fact, this tendency to keep up with the Joneses or the Barbies in this world is detestable to me and has its root in idolatry as well as perfect ignorance of who you really are and how much I love you right now in this journey without all the laurels you think you will win with more love. Beloved brides, discover yourselves. I am quite serious. Look at who you truly are and cherish it, because you are one of a kind, and the world would be a sadder place without that special sparkle I have written into your DNA. I want with all my heart to see you become the perfect you I conceived of in heaven. Yes, you are exclusive. My copyright is on your DNA, and no one can be as precious to me as you are, just the way I made you. The confusion comes in when you begin to lust for what you think others have that you want. Jealousy is the death of you. My children, renounce jealousy and seek your true identity according to my standards for you. You and I will do wonderful things together that no other person on this earth, living or dead, could ever imagine doing, if only you will stick to the plan I have for your life. In the meantime, celebrate the attributes of others and be happy for them. You are only seeing the front of their tapestry. If you could look behind, you would see confusing, scattered knots and strings, looking like nothing special. That is the secret of how you also see yourself. Tatters and knots, splotches of raggedy yarn, making no sense at all. But when you follow my plan for your life, people see a unique weaving, one of a kind and very special. So take my hand and trust what I'm doing with you. Applaud the good you see in others and know that you too are beautiful and one of a kind as you are being formed into my very own bride. And that no one in this world could appeal to me more than your authentic self. You see, there is a place in my heart that you came from, and only the completed you will fit there, no one else. So celebrate, my bride. You are uniquely beautiful and one of a kind to me. And don't go for that bitter root of jealousy that Satan is trying to plant in your heart.